Hey there, I am Ifeolu Akisha. This is my podcast and you are welcome. Okay, so here I talk about purpose and how it relates to love, faith and life generally. And I also share my experiences to make it relatable. So, I always love you to listen, share the link and send in your reviews. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode on Kisha Loves to Talk podcast. Okay, so I've been away for a long time and apart from the fact that I needed to rest to refire, sounds like Pasbaya to Maguire, you know, that way Agbada. Okay, apart from that, it's been a roller coaster of emotions out here. It's been a lot. A lot has happened. Okay, let me be serious. But the most important thing is I'm happy to be back. Yes, I'm happy to be back. So, without further ado, I'll just jump straight into what I have for you today. But first, let me just say this. I'm dedicating this month to talking about an interesting series I titled Female and Thriving. So stay tuned because it's going to be fun. I'm going to bring in my friends to share their experiences. In fact, we're basically going to be learning, unlearning, relearning, and just having fun. Girls talk stuff. You know, don't worry, let's confuse all the boys. Okay, so let me start by saying women are God's masterpiece. Like, if you are a female listening to this, you're God's masterpiece on every level. Sis, I mean, come on, look at yourself in the mirror. God did create now. Cause what? What's this beauty? Okay, let me be serious. Now, the truth is, the world wouldn't be a great place if women never existed. Can I get an amen from the back? Amen? Amen. So with that being said, I would like you to understand that you're not a side plan. God intentionally created you. I mean, he said, let us make the woman help meet for the man and this and that. That's not my focus today, so I'm not going to go into that. But I just want you to know that God intentionally created you. Yeah. And I'm not saying all of these things to gas you up, boo. It's the truth. And I'm going to be sharing stories from the scriptures to actually back this up. Yes. Okay, now, we can't deny the fact that there's so much noise out there about the female gender. I mean, if you are active on social media, you know what I'm talking about. Hot takes here and there, opinions, narratives, flying up and down. But if you are a female that wants to do things God's way, I would want you to do one thing for me. Focus on God's word. Focus on the truth of God's word. You are who God says you are. You should be where God says you should be at. And you should do what God asks you to do. Please, don't listen to what is flying out there. I'm just saying. So now, let me go straight into today's business. The opening verse of Proverbs chapter 14, very interesting chapter. The first verse talks about the female gender. And here's what it says. I'm just going to summarize it. It says, the wise woman builds up and the foolish one tears down. So from this alone, this means that there are two categories already. The wise and the foolish. So, according to the scriptures, let's now analyze it. Who's the wise woman? She's someone who builds. From what I just said, a wise woman builds, a foolish one tears down. She's someone who builds. Now, I'm not when I say build, I'm not talking about staying with a guy or dating a guy for 7 years, dating him through the canteen and everything. No, that's what I'm saying. No, well, maybe, but in this context, that's not what the scripture is saying. So, now let me link it to the parable of Jesus. If you all can remember the parable of Jesus, where Jesus said, okay, the wise person builds his house on the rock and the foolish person builds his house on the sand, thinking, fastest finger, let me quickly sharply build this thing. Then when the wind comes and, you know, the rain beats upon the house, it falls down, but the one that's built upon the rock stands, and all of that different stuff. So this means this just shows us that there has to be a foundation for whatever you want to build on. Great. But now the truth of the matter is, let's even ask ourselves this question. Before you build anything at all, because what are we meant to build? We're meant to build lives, we're meant to build, you know, visions, dreams, and the likes. But before you build anything at all, are you building yourself? That's like the how do I say this? We all need to answer this question. Because it's like the honesty question for me. Yeah. Are you building yourself? Are you being built up? Or are you just staying there looking, okay, time, let time pass. Let me just keep, you know, checking. Let me just keep waiting. Just fold my arms and all of that. No. You have to build yourself. Because the truth is, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't. What will come out? Nothing. It's not enough to be a female in this world. It's not enough to just be a female or a hustling female. There's a lot more. There's more. Trust me, sis, there's more. And let me also add that we all need to sincerely answer that question. Because God cannot bless who we pretend to be. He can only bless who we really are. So if you're being honest with yourself and say, God, I'm not anywhere close to what you are talking about. I'm not even building myself. I'm just here folding my arms and all that. Fine. He'll meet you right where you are at. And if you're the type of saying, oh, I feel like I'm building up myself. I feel like I'm doing some things or something. Fine. He'll still meet you right where you are. But either ways, let's make sure we answer this question. Now, how do I build up myself? That's like another question. How do I build up myself? What are the things I need to build in me? Because I'm with this episode, I'm trying to help us to focus on ourselves for now. Like, I want you to see yourself first before we now start talking about our environment, people around us, what we're meant to do, and let's focus on ourselves right now. Because that's how we're going to be able to fulfill purpose at the end of the day. So what are the things I need to build in me? Now I'm here to answer that question by the grace of God. So number one is faith. Now faith is like the basic guy. Faith. Without faith, you can't even please God. And if you can't please God, then you can't even get anything from Him. So faith is basic. Yeah, and you might want to say, why are you saying you are building up faith? I don't get. Oh, yeah, I thought you said faith just comes by, you know, listening to the word and faith. Yes, it comes by hearing the word, but you need to build it up. How do I know this? The book of Jude talks about building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So it means that your faith can actually be built up. And like I said, faith is really, really important. It's like the basic thing you need to have. If you don't have faith, you can't move anywhere. You can't even please your father. And that's like an L already. So yeah, the book of Jude talks about, you know, building up your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. So now I'm going to say this. If you are listening to this right now and you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, please reach out to someone you know can pray with you till you get baptized. You can reach out to me. I'll talk about my social media handles later on. So if you want to reach out to me, it's fine. If you want to reach out to your pastor or anybody, it's okay. But please, either way, just reach out to somebody and make sure, or maybe just pray or something. Just make sure you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, because you need it. You really do need it. This world is, there's a whole lot going on, and you can only thrive by the Holy Ghost. You can only thrive by the Holy Ghost. So now, number two is the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit being peace, love, joy. I said peace. Love, joy, temperance, long-suffering. Against such there's no law, and all that different stuff. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is basically the character traits a believer should possess. That's what I see the fruits of the Spirit as, because as a believer, it just says, okay, as a believer, you should have joy, you should have love, you should have patience, long suffering, temperance, meekness, gentleness, and so on and so forth. So the fruits of the Spirit, as a female, you really need the fruits of the Spirit, trust me. I mean, you see that temperance that's there, it's not for sure. Because people will test you. You know what I mean? I don't want to talk about the gender that will test you, but people will test you. Okay, so yeah, the fruits of the Spirit, really, 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 really important. Really, really, really important. Now, the third one is the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. If you check through the book of Acts, 21 to be specific, it talks about, you know, the book of Acts from 20 downwards, like to like 22, talks about Paul's voyage. He was traveling with other disciples or apostles, and they were, you know, going around trying to spread the gospel and get letters to the church and share relief material and all of that. So now they stopped at the house, they stopped at the house of one of the deacons in the church, in the first church, early church, and that was Philip. And Philip had, I think, two or three daughters. And the Bible says that these women prophesied. Like, they had the gift of prophecy, basically. And they were married. Beautiful part. So now, this is what I'm just trying to say here. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit is really, 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 really important. It's really, really important. You need the gifts of this. You need the gifts of this. Even if you don't need anything at all, as a woman or as a female, you need the gifts of the Spirit of discernment. I mean, don't you want to know when the right guy is coming? When this talking stage is not going to end well, and you just take your leg, before it's, you know. Or don't you want to know the right job to go for? You don't need to start saying, any minimum anymore. No. You're able to discern. You're able to know, this is what I'm going for. The career path, the business to start, the place to relocate to, in case you want to relocate, in case you are the one that, you are the type that God has given a mandate and you are supposed to go into ministry. You know the right places to start. You know the people to talk to. Like, you need this. And it's not just, the gifts of the Spirit is not just the spirit of discernment alone. There's a whole lot, the gifts of the word of knowledge, you know, word of wisdom, and so many other different gifts like that. So please, you need it. As a female, you do need the gifts of the Spirit. You do need the gifts of the Spirit. We all need the gifts of the Spirit. Yes. So trust me, like I said, we all need the gifts of the Spirit to thrive in this world of sin. A whole lot is going on. A lot is going on. This world is really dark. So you need to know what is going on before it happens. Yes, it's very possible to know what will happen before it happens. And this is only possible by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the supplier of the gifts of the Spirit. Yes. So, here's where I will wrap up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Please do well to pray for the help of the Holy Spirit after listening to this. Please just take out like 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or so, as long as you can. Just pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the gifts of the Spirit. Pray in case, and if you know that the gifts of the Spirit actually effective in you. You can pray for more grace. If you know that, okay, you used to operate in it before, but you actually lost it at some point, you can pray for restoration of gift. Pray for all these things. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. He's ready to help you, trust me. So yeah, after listening to this, do well to pray, please. So yeah, here's where I wrap it up. Like I said, I was going to drop my social media handle. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Ifekisha. Yes, I'll be ready. As soon as I see your message or DM, I will definitely reply. In case you want to reach out to me for prayers, for you want me to pray with you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, so just reach out to me. I will definitely respond. Yes, yeah, so till I come your way next time, stay inspired, stay safe. Bye.